Narayanam Namaskritya
Naram
Chaiva Narottamam Dehidam Sarasvatim Vyasam Tito Jayam Madhirayat. Before reciting the sacred Srimad Bhagavatam, everybody, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unto Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning. And unto Śrīla Vyāsadeva, the Author. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Yutam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee of the Lord, all that is inauspicious in the heart is destroyed practically to nothing, and thus loving service unto the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental hymns, comes into being as an irrevocable fact. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 85, Text number 24, 25, and 26. So I'll just say the Sanskrit for the first one. Atmieka Swayam Jyotir Nicho Nyo Nirgunu Gunai Atma Shistas Tatkriteshu Bhuteshu Bahuteyate. The Supreme Spirit, Paramatma, is indeed one. He is self-luminous and eternal, transcendental and devoid of material qualities. But through the agency of the very modes he has created, the one supreme truth manifests as many among the expansions of those modes. Okay, text 25, everyone together. Okay, we'll do it responsibly. Kang vayur jyotirapobhus. Kang vayur jyotirapobhus. Chakriteshu yatashayam. Abhishthiro upabhuryeko. Nanatvam yachasavati Kambayur jyotirapobhus Sakriteshu yatashayam Avistira upaburayako Nanatvam yachasavati Kangvayur jyotirapobhus Takriteshu yatashayam Avistira upabhuryeko Nanatvam yachasavati.
Thank you.
Translators. Come, ether, vayu, air, jyoti, fire, apa, water, bhu, earth, tat, there, viteshu, in the product, yata ashayam, according to the particular locations, avi, manifest, chira, unmanifest, alpa, small, buri, large, eka, one, nanatvam, the status of being many, yati, assumes, asau, it, api, also. Translation. The elements of ether, air, fire, water, and earth become visible, invisible, minute, or extensive as they manifest in various objects. Similarly, the Paramatma, though one, appears to become many. Please repeat. The elements of ether, air, fire, water, and earth, become visible, invisible, minute, or extensive, as they manifest in various objects. Similarly, the Paramatma, though one, appears to become many. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains this and the previous verse as follows. The one Paramatma appears to be many by the influence of the modes of nature that he himself creates. How is that? Because although in truth the Paramatma is self-illuminating, eternal, aloof from everything, and free of the modes of nature, when he appears as his manifestations, he seems to be just the opposite. A multiplicity of temporary objects saturated with the modes of nature. Just as the elements of ether and so on, when manifesting in pots and other things, seem to appear and disappear, so the Paramatma seems to appear and disappear in his various manifestations. Okay, so we're doing one more verse. Text number 26. I'll just do the Sanskrit. Sri Sukra, or we can do it together, everybody together. Sri Sukra Vacha Evam Bhagavata Rajan Vasudeva Vidarita Shutva Vinasta Nanadis Tushnim Prita Manarabhut. Okay, translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, hearing these instructions spoken to him by the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva became freed from all ideas of duality. Satisfied at heart, he remained silent. So this, something about the Paramatma here. So, a little difficult to understand the purport there. But anyway, we'll just talk about the Paramatma. So the Paramatma is described Vedanti tat tat bhavidas tat vamya jam gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti subjate. So learned transcendentalists who know the nature of the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So the absolute truth is realized in three stages, and the beginning stage is the Brahman. So Brahman is the effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord. And so it's been described in different ways how this is perceived. One example is given of the sun, that somebody may see the brightness of the sun. So this is preliminary realization of the sun planet. And then you might perceive that within the sun planet there is something going on. And then the highest realization is to realize that on the sun planet there's the sun god and there's other persons living on the sun planet. Another example was given of how when the train system began, I don't know if it was in India or America, but first of all, the people who didn't know anything about it, they perceived it as some giant machine coming towards them, and then they realized there was a metal vehicle, and then higher than that, people saw the people sitting in the carriages. So there's different levels of realization like that, but the highest level of realization is the Bhagavan realization, which is the goal of the devotees, to realize Bhagavan. So realizing the Brahman effulgence, that's good, that's the first step, but unless one actually realizes Bhagavan, then it's possible that one may fall down, because it says, Yenye Rabindakshivimuktimaninastvayastabhavadabhishudabhudayo. How's it going? Aruya Krishrenam Puram Padam Tada Patantyadad Nitas Yasmad Suraya. So it said that people who may be transcendentalists, trying to be transcendentalists, but they don't actually serve your lotus feet or come in contact with your lotus feet, they can easily fall down because they haven't developed that love for the Lord. So therefore it's so important to find out about who Krishna is, to develop love for Krishna. In theory, we can be devotees of Krishna, but at the same time, we have to make progress and develop love of Krishna. It's a very systematic process of scrutinizing Srila Prabhupada's books, and then you know, there's so many other books we can read to try to understand more about Krishna, to develop love of Krishna. So the super soul is described Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayeshu Arjuna Tisthati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani So the super soul is described. Actually, I was reading in the the biography of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, that even when he was old, he would forget verses. And he would have to be prompted sometimes, so I don't feel so bad. So, yeah, Krishna says, I'm seated in the heart of all living entities as the super soul. I'm seated in the, how's it going? Wait a minute, let me think of it myself. That the living entity is seated as a machine made of material energy. The body is machine, and I am the heart directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. So that's us. We're seated on this physical body. Krishna's in our heart, and Krishna's directing us. He's directing everybody. Krishna's as the super soul, of course, the super soul is actually Shri Dakshai Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, sometimes people say that, you know, Krishna came from Vishnu, but actually it's very clear, according to the scriptures, that Vishnu came from Krishna, and Vishnu has three separate forms. which are Karanadakshay Vishnu, who lies in the Karana ocean, the causal ocean. And all the universes come from him. And then Garbhadakshay Vishnu, who lies in an ocean of sweat, and from his navel comes Lord Brahma. And so, and then he further expands himself into Shiradakshay Vishnu, who lies on an ocean of milk. And Shiradakshay Vishnu expands into the heart of every living entity. So it's not that each living entity, there's a separate expansion of the Lord, but he is like the sunshine pervades everything in the material world. So he's situated there in one place and he is pervading every living entity, and he is accompanying them in their sojourn in this material world. He's always very kind. Krishna's always kind. He's always helping us. Prabhupada gave the example one time that he's in the heart of a thief, and he's telling a thief, okay, you go to this house, you steal here, and he's telling the householder to lock your house. So he's giving different directions to different people. And he's ultimately acting in the best interest of everybody, of every living entity. He's always with them, he never leaves them, and he's always trying to guide them towards his lotus feet. So sometimes he guides them to lower bodies because that's what they desire, and sometimes he guides them to his higher form as Krishna. But he's always our friend. So he's described in the second canto. We're going to read a little bit here. In the second canto, it describes the different features of the super soul, the Lord in the heart. Second chapter says here, others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart, and measuring only 8 inches with 4 hands, carrying a lotus, a wheel of a chariot, a conch shell, and a club, respectively. His mouth expresses his happiness. He's always happy. His eyes spread like the petals of a lotus, and his garments, yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower, are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are made of gold set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. His lotus feet are placed over the whorls of the lotus-like hearts of great mystics. On his chest is the Kaustubha jewel, engraved with a beautiful calf, and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. He is well decorated with an ornamental wreath about his waist, and rings studded with valuable jewels on his fingers. His leglets, his bangles, his oiled hair, curling with a bluish tint, and his beautiful smiling face are all very pleasing. The Lord's magnanimous pastimes and the glowing glancing of his smiling face are all indications of his extensive benedictions. One must therefore concentrate on this transcendental form of the Lord as long as the mind can be fixed on him by meditation. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to his smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. So that's the super soul, is recommended, because this is second canto. There's 12 cantos to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is systematically bringing one to the highest platform, which is to develop Krishna prema. So Krishna is not really described until the 10th canto. So in the 10th canto, there are very elaborate descriptions of Krishna's pastimes and activities, which is very enchanting and beautiful. But the Chaitanya Charitamrita is so important for devotees, because it's not really until Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared that we got a chance to understand the subject matter of the 10th canto. So therefore, it is said that when Krishna came to this planet, he left a treasure chest of wonderful pastimes, but he didn't open it. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he broke the seal and he distributed the contents of the chest, which was actually the love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. So therefore, when Rupa Goswami, he was writing a drama, Vidagdha Madhava, and Lalita Madhava. So Vidagdha Madhava deals with Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and Lalita Madhava deals with the pastimes in Dwarka. So he was personally instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so when he composed several verses which were very, very beautiful, and Lord Chaitanya was extremely happy to hear these verses. But first of all, actually, he had a dream, and in the dream he was told not to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So the expansion of Krishna in Dwarka, that is Yadu Krishna. That is not Nanda Maharaj's son. Of course, they're all Krishna, but they're different forms of Krishna. So when Rupa Goswami was writing this, these beautiful novels, he described how one of the verses describes that how may the pastimes of Krishna nullify all miserable conditions in material life, and may they eradicate all sinful desires, all material desires. The pastimes of Krishna are they're so beautiful that they defeat even the nectar produced on the moon. They're like a blend, they're something called Shikharini, a blender of yogurt and camphor and sugar. So they're so beautiful that because they spread the sweet fragrance of the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. So then he says that actually he's very humble, and he's saying how that this Vidagdha Madhava, Lita Madhava, is such a wonderful book. How can it have come from me? So one can criticize that, you know, I'm such a low-born person, so how can such a wonderful literature come from me? So he says it's like somebody who lights the fire to smelt the gold. The somebody who lights the fire may be in any kind of person, but because the gold is so pure, it doesn't affect the gold. So Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, is so wonderful literatures that even though he considers himself such a sinful person, that it doesn't affect the quality of the beauty of the literature. So anyway, he's obviously he's saying one of the most important verses is Inapata Chiram Chirat. He says that may the Supreme Lord, the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, be seated in the innermost core of your heart, because he has come to give what no other reincarnation ever gave before, which is the Krishna Prema. So that's so, you know, in the second canto, we're told how to meditate on the Super Soul, which is great. describes the super soul. Third canto, Lord Kapila is describing the super soul. And more elaborate, actually, in the third canto, Lord Kapila describes how one should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord in the heart, how the lotus feet of the Lord can be compared to thunderbolts to shatter the mountain of sin in the heart of the meditating devotee, and how the smiling face of the Lord actually is so charming that it dries up the ocean of grief of devotees who are living in the material world. So it's very beautiful, but ultimately we're not trying to meditate on the super soul. We're trying to get love of Krishna, Krishna prema, which we can't get by meditating on the super soul. So we're actually very, very fortunate, because in previous ages, maybe in the Satya Yuga, that was the process, meditate. And so, you know, they didn't really have a chance to preach so much, it would appear, because everyone was a Brahmin, everyone was full of knowledge. So how are you going to preach to somebody? Of course, I'm sure they had Krishna Katha, but it wasn't, that's why the Kali Yuga is considered to be the best of all ages. Because in the Kali Yuga, we can actually find so many fallen souls to preach to. And the preaching is actually the only way that you can get the Krishna prema, by being a part of the Sankirtan movement. Of course, it doesn't mean everybody has to be a preacher. That's why, you know, Varnashram is so important, because Varnashram, on a big scale, where the king or the ruler, you know, maybe Donald Trump, not likely, but, you know, without Varnashram, in a way, I mean, I'm not really into politics, but you could say that Bernie Sanders, he's got a better idea, because he wants to limit the amount of money people make. He wants to charge more taxes. Well, that's actually kind of in line with the Manu Samhita. Because in the Manu Samhita, you're only supposed to make a certain amount of profit out of your business dealings. So that's good. Anyway, I don't want to get into politics. But the fact is that in the Kali Yuga, or unless there is a righteous leader, then it's hard to implement Varnashram on a big scale. But of course, even in ISKCON, we can have some kind of understanding of Varnashram, where everybody acts according to their nature for the benefit of the whole society. Like Prabhupada, he said that everybody has their own nature, and we need preachers, we need managers, we need leaders, we need business people, we need all kinds of people, because everybody has a different nature. But when everybody's working cohesively together under the banner of ISKCON, then everybody gets the benefit, and ISKCON can actually achieve something significant. So the significant thing is to flood the world with Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada wanted. Of course, we see that the world is actually changing. I find that going out in book distribution, you meet so many nice people. Actually, it's amazing. There's a lot of really interested people out there. That's why I like distributing books. It's you actually meet. I mean, I think everybody, it's not so easy, actually, because there aren't that many. I find going to the university is the best place, but there aren't so many places to go that is that easy. Like if you go to Walmart, it's not so easy, or if you go to, you know, to distribute books at a football game, it's not so easy. But the university, there's a lot of really nice young people, and they're about ready to become devotees. There's a lot of really interested people. So, you know, this is actually Very important if we want to actually get Krishna prema is to somehow or other support the preaching activities that are going on within ISKCON, because that's the only way we can get Krishna prema. And so we are so lucky, actually, that Lord Chaitanya, that we know about Lord Chaitanya, that we have an opportunity to actually realize in our heart, because the super soul is in our heart. So when we distribute a book and we feel a bit of ecstasy, or when we preach to somebody, or when we give a donation and we get some kind of ecstatic feeling, when we do anything, when we lead a kirtan, that the super soul is in our hearts. So when we also say something stupid in a public forum, that's the super soul. And Krishna is trying to humble us. The super soul's always there to help us. For a devotee, you know, the super soul is there to encourage us, but also to give us a conscience. Okay, you offended that devotee. You know, you didn't offer your food before you ate. So the super soul is always there. Now, in the heart of the thief, the super soul is there telling him which house to go to. The super soul is there in the heart of the tiger telling him which deer to catch. Or it's in every species, in the heart of the fly, telling him where to find some stool to land on. The super soul is everywhere. But according to the different living entity, the super soul is acting in an appropriate way. So, of course, the super soul is one of the gurus. We have the Chaita Guru, the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Guru. So these are all very important guiding lights in Krishna consciousness. So it's very important to try to understand the super soul. Of course, it's not so easy. Some people, you know, they misinterpret the super soul, even devotees. They think they get the wrong idea. They think that Krishna's telling them something in the heart. Actually, it's not so easy to know what the super soul is telling us. Therefore, even Lord Chaitanya, he would consult his associates before he made a decision. He would get permission to do this or that. So it's very important to have a guru and to have friends or people that we can trust who can give us guidance. Because in the material world, it's very easy to make a bad decision. So, you know, we have to try and take shelter. Even Lord Chaitanya took shelter of his associates, so we have to take shelter. And we have to try to purify our hearts, make our hearts clean so the Lord can sit there. But ultimately, of course, we're trying to go beyond Paramatma realization, because we're trying to realize the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Balochinena Santaksadaiva Hridayesha Balokanti Yam Samasundara Govinda Machut. How's it go? Yam Sarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamahamajami. So we want to smear our eyes with the salve of love of God. That's what we need to do. And then we can see Krishna everywhere. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, what did he say? He said, don't try to see Krishna. Try to let Krishna see you. So we don't artificially see Krishna, but we have to perform laborious. Prabhupada used the word laborious service. So sometimes it's laborious. You know, it's not so easy to make progress. We might have to wash a million pots. We might have to sell a million books. We might have to give a million classes. You know, we might have to give $10 billion. It requires serious application, serious sincerity, But we get encouragement along the way. Krishna is so kind that he's in our heart. So he gives us feelings of gratitude. He gives us feelings of happiness. When we have a nice kirtan, you know, he's in the heart of all the devotees chanting, and they're all feeling very blissful. So it's it's a wonderful process. How Krishna's always there. He's always there guiding us. He's there in the scriptures. The 11th canto also mentions the super soul. Krishna's Uddhava Gita. Krishna's instructing Arjuna, Uddhava. So we have so many different aspects of Krishna consciousness that we can take shelter of. Because ultimately, we need to hear about Krishna, because unless we hear about Krishna regularly, of course we can't just concentrate on, you know, the Ujjvala Nilamani. There was one girl, she's never even read the Bhagavad Gita, she's reading the Ujjvala Nilamani. I was trying to tell her, well, you know, I know some of the most advanced devotees in our movement aren't reading that yet. So just read the Bhagavad Gita. It's not like you can't develop love of Krishna by reading the Bhagavad Gita. Just by thinking of Krishna, you know, he's so kind, he's driving the chariot, and he's, the opulence Krishna's describing in the 10th canto is so wonderful, so many different opulences. Of secret things I am silence, of purifiers I am the wind. So it's so beautiful. So even the most sinful person who is situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge can easily cross the ocean of material miseries. So Krishna is so kind, he's given so much knowledge, so many beautiful books, he's sent so many persons, pure devotees, to the material world to help us. So we're very, very fortunate, and we should feel very grateful. And try to get in touch with the super soul, purify our hearts, so that we know what the super soul is telling us. Okay, I'm going to finish here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions or comments or realizations? Prang Govinda.
You mentioned the metaphor that Lord Krishna brought the treasure chest, but he did not distribute, and Lord Chaitanya came and he broke. So just a metaphor to understand. Why did he have to broke? He lost the key, or
why what?
Why did he break the
why did he have a lock?
Yeah, because he lost the key or what?
Because he have to serve his Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement, you know, I mean, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, the only way you can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna is by the preaching mission. As much as you preach, that's the level to which you can understand the affairs of Radha and Krishna. So basically, until Lord Chaitanya came, it was locked. And that's why until Lord Chaitanya came, you know, it was only Lord Chaitanya's grand spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, was the first one to talk about the conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna, really. You know, we had Madhavacharya, we had Jamunacharya, so many acharyas, great acharyas, they never talked about Radha Krishna. It was only, you know, it was only then that it became, you know, something to talk about. It wasn't appropriate before that.
See, Krishna lock up the storehouse of love, and you only give the keys to those that follow his instructions. So Lord Chaitanya broke that storehouse. No more instruction, no more rules and regulations.
No more
No more rule. Lord Krishna established in the Bhagavad Gita rules and regulations to follow. Then you develop love. See, so he has the key to that storehouse of law. And only those that follow gets that key to enter. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he broke everything open. He says, everyone take, chant and take.
Yeah, but you still have to follow a lot of rules and regulations. It's not that simple. Yeah. That's true.
Surrender first. But Lord Chaitanya says, you taste and surrender. It's not that surrender is not there, but he's making it easy. He's teaching himself how to surrender.
So easy. I mean, it's so ecstatic. You know, you go on Harinam and you get love of God. What could be easier than that? It's so nice. You just go chanting, dancing, and feasting. That was Prabhupada's program. Chanting, dancing, feasting. And I know these devotees, they travel all over the world. This Harinam Ruchi, you know Harinam Ruchi? They travel all over the place. Mahavishnu Swami, he's always got his accordion. I don't know how he carries that thing around. Wherever he goes, he's got the accordion. But they get people chanting and dancing. You know, it's amazing. In London, I know that you go out in Harinam, there's so many Muslims there, and they all love the Harinam. They're all taking pictures. So, you know, they're getting love of God because they're seeing, hearing the chanting, and the devotees are getting love of God because they're chanting, and it's just going all over the world. Apparently, I don't know if these are true figures, but in 2007, 1% of the American population were vegetarians, and now 5% are vegetarians or vegans. That's only like 9 years. It's gone up 5 times. So it's just, you know, Lord Chaitanya's benediction moon. It's just like, you know, the black people were slaves a couple of 100 years ago. Now we have a black president. So I know lawyers, well, even, what's his name? Anyway, there are lawyers now who are working on animals' rights. You know, it's going to be a crime. It's going to be against the law coming to kill certain animals. It'll happen. So, you know, people are slowly becoming enlightened by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Yes? Ask one of the ladies. Yes? Over there. Mahatma. Hare Krishna.
I'm so glad I catch the portion of the Sankirtan mission because I came a little late. But I've been wanting to relate this story to the devotees. We went to the rainbow gathering. Despite of so many legal issues that they were having, we still wanted to distribute some prasadam for them, and we brought some clothing also. So the day that we brought the halava, the preaching center had given us 4 buckets of halava, so I took the halava to them. So when I got there, there was a bunch of young kids waiting on the road, which is not quite the site. You have to walk 2 miles towards the inside where they have the circle or whatever, you know. So I was not going to be able to carry those 4 buckets. So when I saw those kids, I was very happy to see them, and I immediately stopped and I said, "So, what are you waiting for?" And they said, "We were actually waiting for the Christians. They were going to bring us dinner, but since you're here, we'll take yours." So they took the halava, and I was very happy and satisfied and thankful to Krishna because I was not going to be able to walk the 2 miles. So later on Facebook, on their page, someone posted a comment saying something that things are going good, da-da-da-da, and Jesus Christ might forsake you, but Hare Krishnas will feed you fat. We have 4 days of halava.
Brilliant. Anyone else? Any other ladies while you get it over there?
Just the other day, I heard a judge was telling a client, he says that a black judge, I was surprised. He says,
yes, sir?
A black judge was telling one of the accused person, he says, karma is a very intricate thing and you have to be very, very careful. I have to make a decision here, but you think about karma carefully and then make your decision.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice people. Anything else?
Sarvati wants me to read a section here of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He said, when a conditioned soul becomes a devotee of Krishna, Krishna by his causeless mercy trains him in two ways. Trains him by the spiritual master from the outside, and he trains him from the inside by the super soul. In this connection, there is a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 29th chapter, in which it is said, O my dear Lord, if somebody should get a duration of life like Brahma's, still he would be unable to express his gratitude to you for the benefits derived from remembering you, because out of your causeless mercy, you drive away all inauspicious conditions for a devotee, expressing yourself from outside as a spiritual master and from inside as a super soul.
Thank you very much. Jai, Hare Krishna. Oh, another. Can't see.
I just wanted to make a quick question, a quick comment. We were at the Monster Truck Festival last Saturday? And we were distributing prasadam lollipops, and I was giving them to all the kids. And so I said to one couple, I said, you know, you better be careful because these lollipops might turn your kids into some Hare Krishnas. And she said, oh, honey, we're already there. So I don't know what she meant by that, but I said, Jai.
Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.